This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, to be fair, we do live in the age where there's a new dating term that we have to know like every other week. But this one is actually really important. It's called woke fishing. And that's where someone pretends to care about social and progressive issues to get dates on dating apps.
Gross.
So it's like being catfish,
yeah,
but with political beliefs. This is actually a pretty big one because at least half of single people say they definitely wouldn't date someone with different politics than theirs right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if somebody kind of stood anywhere different on like racial or pride politics, I would probably be like, I gotta go.
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised that woke fishing hasn't been a thing earlier.
Yeah.
Because it does seem, but especially within the last six to 8 weeks, people plant their flag.
Yeah.
They post one tile on Instagram and all of a sudden they're a social justice warrior, but they haven't done anything since. And it's just like, come on.
I mean, the frustrating optimist part of me is like, at least people are learning.
Yeah.
But like, that's not true.
Yeah,
there's no such thing as being divisive about this. Like, you have to lean one way, which is the good way. I was hanging out with this girl for like a super hot second, and she was cool. She seemed smart. She seemed, you know, well-read. We, you know, weren't really close, but we were kind of getting to know each other a little bit. This was a few months ago.
Yeah.
And one day she told me that she was like, you know, I was watching a movie with my friend, and like all she wanted to do was talk about like, I don't know, like BLM politics and stuff. And I get it, but we were trying to watch the Garth Brooks documentary. So. And I haven't seen her since, and nor will I ever.
Jax?
Like, enough. Like, Jax. Enough. Like, what?
You made the right call.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You just heard The Weeknd, and he announced yesterday that he will be doing a concert next Friday,
Whoa!
August 7th at 8 p.m.
All
but
right.
TJ, how could he possibly do a concert when the world is in lockdown? Well, friend, he's doing it on TikTok.
Stop it.
So
on TikTok?
Yeah. So it's actually kind of cool. So it's a virtual concert, obviously, in avatar form. So it's basically like a little character on the screen.
Cool.
And he's performing songs from his last album.
Yeah.
What was the name of the last album? After Hours.
I just wanted to wait. I wanted to see how long you would go there.
Yeah,
it was After Hours. I actually didn't know either because you know what? It's Friday. It's before a long weekend. But yeah, the brand new album was After Hours. That was released early on in the pandemic.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. So Travis Scott did something similar on Fortnite like last summer. So it's going to be very similar to that. But anyway, next Friday, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, you can watch The Weeknd live.
On Absolutely. Incredible.
There's a new toonie going into circulation with Haida artist Bill Reid's work on it. So I'm sure you've seen this work. It's absolutely beautiful. It's going to feature a grizzly bear by the famous BC artist. And they're going into general circulation this week, so you can find them in your wallet soon.
Amazing.
I love it when they honor great Canadians like that.
Absolutely.
And also, there's going to be no subway service on portions of TTC lines for the long weekend. We're talking about Line 2, and that's due to track service work. So tomorrow and Sunday, there's going to be no service between St. George and Woodbine. Service is going to resume on Monday, but with a holiday schedule.
Yeah. All right.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Tell me something good.
And the Friday of a long weekend
version
of Tell Me Something Good. Jax, would you like to kick us off this morning?
I would absolutely love to. I'd like to give a big old shout out to 50-year-old Greg Daly from New Jersey. He is a newspaper delivery man, but not just that. He's taken the pandemic as an opportunity to help out his community. So when he was handing out, you know, newspapers and flyers, he put a little a note attached to it saying, hey, if you need help, if you're a little older, let me know. I will get your groceries. Guess how many deliveries he's done over the pandemic?
How many?
Almost 1,000.
Come on.
Yeah, so it all started with his 88-year-old neighborhood. Neighbor, she was an older gal, needed some help, and he just said, yeah, if you have an at-risk home and you need a hand, like, let me know.
That's so
Bub
sweet.
Bub has been busy, so I like that. Start off a sunny long weekend, so shout out to Greg Daly from New Jersey.
And shout out to the people that he helped. This is going to sound like a weird one, but stay with me, for admitting that you needed help.
Yes.
Instead of trying to do it yourself and being stubborn, but like admitting that you need help with stuff is such a big step.
You know, my mom's in her mid-60s, and for most of the pandemic, she was like, I need to get out and get my own groceries. It's a pride thing, right? But when she started to ask, you know, she's immunocompromised to get help, like I was really proud of her. So
good.
Yeah, love that.
I want to talk about the Toronto Raptors. So they are kicking off. You could call it the regular season, whatever you call it.
Go sports.
But their first official game is this Saturday. And when the players return, all 17 players on the Toronto Raptors have selected social justice messages to wear in place of their names on the backs of their jerseys. So instead of it saying Lowry on the back or Siakam, it'll say Black Lives Matter.
Incredible.
Kyle Lowry has one that says education reform. Like, there's other players have see us, say their names. Yeah. Just every single player on the Raptors. And this is something that the NBA talked about doing league-wide, but it's cool that every single member of the Raptors is doing this. And of all the major sports leagues that have come back into action, I have a lot of respect for the NBA.
NBA's been showing up, especially like shout out to the Raptors, everything from their buses to their social media, just incredible.
It says Black Lives Matter on their courts and stuff. So like shout out to them for talking about this and doing what they can. There are some other leagues that shall not be named that need to step up a little bit more. Got a long way to go, but this is why it's called Tell Me Something Good.
Exactly.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Here's Dua Lipa.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
The province announced yesterday what it's going to look like for kids being back in school in the fall. And most grades are going back. If you're in high school, there's going to be like different schedules and whatnot. But the important piece of information here is that masks are going to be mandatory within the schools.
Yeah.
And as you know, because you were young once... I like the idea that you're like 19, you're like, what?
I'm only going to refer to you as Papa now. We're all once young.
We were all once young.
TJ, you're 27.
No, but like, okay, when we were in school, we wouldn't just accept a mask.
No.
Right? It would have to be a good mask.
Yeah, have to work with the look, have to work with the fit.
It would have to work with the fit, that's right. So, we think this is going to be a very important conversation worth having with kids over the summer. But we want to know what was like... What was your look in school? What was your like big outfit? What was just your vibe? And I guarantee from everything I know about Jax that you had a phase, and I want to hear about
I had many, many phases. But all right, it is a hot September day in 2002.
Okay.
I am in grade 8. Over the summer, I have taken on a new identity, and that is one of a raver.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a raver now. I'm 14 and I'm a raver.
Been to a lot of raves at 14, have you?
Oh, yeah. So what had happened was West 49 had opened its first location on the East Coast. So I'm like, I'm wearing like yellow Dickies. I've got Vans on, like the big rainbow Vans. And I am wearing a tight black Hurley shirt. I have the most obnoxious beaded necklace on, like they were huge. Like my mother was like, if you fall, like you're gonna like cut out your jugular. Like and my hair. I mean, sorry. I'm wearing blue mascara.
Yeah.
Because I am emotional.
Yeah.
And then my hair has so much hairspray in it, and just round, it just bulbous. And this is how I feel, and this is how I look, and this is who I am. I'm 14. I'm a raver, and I'm here.
Yeah. Wow.
That was really
There's a lot to unpack there. Yeah.
Okay, what about you? What are you looking like? He's got a puka shell necklace
in
on.
In grade 9, I discovered American Eagle.
Ew.
Which meant I wore American Eagle. And I would like, but I was a little bit, I was a little bit confused because I would wear like the American Eagle shirts. And they always had to have the eagle on it or say AE.
Oh yeah, he's a polo boy.
I didn't know how to wear a pair of jeans that fit. So my jeans were always way too long and they would get frayed at the bottom. And
Slippy dippy. What are you wearing for shoes?
Shoes? I was very big on like loud high top skate shoes.
Oh.
I haven't ever stood on a skateboard in my life.
I was gonna say, were you even a skater?
But if I could get my hand on a pair of Etnies.
Oh yeah.
Oh buddy. I had this brown pair of Etnies. Yeah. I wear them every day. And my hair, I had a faux hawk.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah. And it was one of those ones that like you would shave the back. It was a full It was a full thing.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want you to ever repeat it, but before I came out of the closet, I definitely would have had a crush on you.
Yeah?
That sounds hot, for sure. But you would have had no time for me, because you would have known, she's probably gay. She's gay and a raver as well. I want to know everybody's look, whether it was like the 70s or the 80s or the 90s, the early 2000s, or maybe even if you just graduated like last year. I need
don't
to know.
I want to hear about how thin your eyebrows were.
Listen, you joke, but over-tweezing and over-plucking was a problem.
I know. That's why we need to hear about it. You can text your looks into 999999.
Triggered.
Or call us 416-872-9999. Let's get nostalgic.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're talking about the fact that when kids go back to school, masks are going to be mandatory in the fall. And we think this is going to be a big fashion statement thing. Because when we were in school, every part of the look was so important. So yeah. We want to know what your look was in school. You can text it in, 999-999. Call us, 416-872-9999. This still applies if you're in school, too.
Yeah.
Like, what's your look right now?
I need to start off with this one from the 647. Okay. It is this. Baby fat shoes were everything.
You have been a long-time lover of the baby fat shoes.
I love baby fat, baby. Yeah. Baby fat with a P and an H. Text from Barry. All I wore was Stuff by Hillary Duff merch from Zellers in grade 3, 2006.
I love it.
Love it so much. Also have this one. Very descriptive. I love this. Text from the 905. I had a white pair of DC shoes. Literally looked like loaves of bread. An Air Apostle collared shirt. And good old capri khakis that had buckles all over them with a slick back pony and the occasional crop sweater.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Yeah, this one too. I went to a uniform school from the 289, but on non-uniform days, I had orange skinny jeans and an orange vintage suede Puma shoes to make a statement that I was here and I don't play. Up top, I would have I would have a white Puma long sleeve. I was a poster boy for Puma, essentially. I had a rock necklace and spiky hair. My outfit slapped.
That's a great
I
bit.
Love it. Like, these, like, how, there's a ton of texts coming in, how detailed these texts are. Like, they
are
rich.
It paints the picture.
And indulgent.
I had a humbling mom. Like, she would, like, if I would try new things with the outfit, she would let me know if it was working. Like, I remember the first time I ever bought a pair of Chucks, or I asked her to buy me a pair of Chucks. I put them on, and my feet grew a lot bigger before I got tall, right? So they were long shoes.
Yeah.
And she goes,
clown shoes?
Those look like clown shoes.
No!
And then I never wore them again. And to this day, I can't wear Chucks.
Seriously?
Yeah, I think she saved me for myself there.
How's therapy going?
You know what? We're making strides, Jax.
Okay.
We're making strides.
Okay. Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario's back-to-school plan. That was confirmed yesterday. And for starters, Doug Ford confirmed that all public elementary students will be back in classrooms 5 days a week for 5 hours per day. This is with lunch and breaks. And that's starting September 8th. Daycares will return to full capacity September 1st. High school students, which experts are saying are a bit more at risk, will also be returning, though, those situations with, like, that kind of differ. So there's going to be groups of 15 students that alternate between online and in-person classes. We mentioned earlier that face coverings are obviously going to be mandatory. The province is also stepping up sanitation. So they're going to be hiring 900 custodians to help ramp up sanitation measures and 500 new public health nurses to serve on the ground in academic settings as well. So they're really doing their due diligence. Let's wait and see. Hoping for the best there. Everything's going to go okay. Obviously, it's the long weekend this weekend. This one kind of snuck up, didn't it? No?
A little sneaky snake. You know what? This whole concept of time isn't a thing. So
what do you
who
call
knows?
It COVID time? COVID standard time?
COVID standard time, yeah.
So this long weekend, it looks like, or at least on the holiday, banks, mail delivery, government offices, libraries, and the LCBO are closed. Most grocery stores are going to remain open. And of course, the important news, over 200 beer stores will remain open and operating on holiday hours. And today's a really, really exciting day because all day you will hear brand new music from Billie Eilish. The song is called My Future. She released it with a music video last night, which is basically her in anime form.
Yeah.
And the internet's loving the song, Jax.
It's so cool. Also, you know what? This is, you know, it's a sweet Billie soft song, but I need you to take a really good listen to the lyrics because this isn't like, it's not you, it's me. Like, this woman, Billie is a woman. She's talking about loving her damn self and choosing herself in these lyrics. And there's one line, it says, I'm in love, but not with anybody else. And she means, like, it's her. And she's excited for her future and that she just can't wait for her future. So right now, the future's weird, but Billie's excited about it. And I love this. I'm a huge Billie Eilish fan anyway.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The key to a happy life is doing whatever you want without thinking about the consequences.
Imagine that.
Who'd have thought? This is according to a new study out of the University of Zurich. They say that the key to life of being really happy is sometimes just ignoring your responsibilities and doing something fun and truly not thinking about the repercussions of it. They say, of course, self-control is important, but they found that you need to be able to mentally put aside your responsibilities, your hang-ups, and even your long-term goals once in a while to truly relax and enjoy your life. People who can do that have a better sense of well-being. They're less likely to suffer from depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues. Now, there's always someone in the news that's like, they just celebrated their 105th birthday, and they say the key to life is one Bud Light every day, or the key to life is eating a wheel of cheese once a week. This one sounds a bit more fun, too. It's just ignoring your responsibilities.
I love the idea of this. Can I do this? Can you do this, TJ? The most anxious morning show in Toronto? Absolutely not.
No.
I also immediately go, like, ignore the repercussions. That means crime. But, like, you can just eat cheese.
It's not
like
the purge. Like,
you know what? Sometimes I get wild.
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you what?
Wait, what's Wild Jax do? Hang on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, she's a little sleepy, you know?
Yeah.
And she puts her phone into Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, don't call me.
Don't call me. I'm not going to see
ring,
it.
Ring, ring. Who's there? No one.
Nobody. And I close my blinds.
Oh.
Still hot, you know? Still hot. And me and Reggie, we lay on the couch, not a care in the world. We watch Modern Family. And then I fall asleep for 4 hours, which isn't a nap. It's called sleeping.
And that is how Jax lived to be 108 years old.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Toronto's tiny $1 million house is expected to sell for even more than that. So not sure if you saw this story earlier in the week, but there was a tiny, tiny home that was put up for sale in the city of Toronto, and it was listed for $1 million. And of course, that story goes viral,
like,
because,
dear God,
home prices in this city, even though they're on the decline, they're still outrageous.
Absolutely.
And this house is very small. Very small.
Tiny.
The lot itself is 20 by 129 feet. That's just the lot that the house is on, and the house is even smaller than that. It's so small, the realtor doesn't even know the exact square footage, because nobody's interested in seeing the house. They're just interested in buying the lot, which brings me to the point of how that house is selling for over $1 million, over asking.
You blow the house and then you build a super tall house.
Exactly. Mm. The house also looks smaller, too, because it's surrounded by normal-sized homes.
It's like when I stand between you and Adam.
That's a great comparison.
And producer Jesse, because he's 8 feet.
Yeah, we're all at least 6 feet.
Yeah.
And then little Jax is right there. So apparently only a couple people came by to see actually inside the house, but everybody's just looking to just knock the place down and buy the lot. But they're spending over $1 million on it.
If I had the money, I would just buy it and keep it like it is. Tiny little house.
Yeah.
Just troll people. Yeah, a little troll cabin.
Yeah. You could put candy on the outside of it. And like you're a witch in a fairy tale.
I was saying that this narrative is getting witchy and I don't like it, but I also love it.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Weeknd is doing a concert next Friday. It's August 7th at 8 p.m. And it's completely free and it's very safe. If you're wondering how he's doing this, it's on TikTok. He's doing a TikTok concert.
Sorry, you're going to see he's going to come below my window.
He could do that,
or
too.
The guitar. That'd be so hot. So hot. Anyways, how's he actually doing it?
How did we get to your sexual fantasy?
How's he actually doing it? Tell me
more. He's doing it on TikTok, and he's doing it in avatar form, much like Travis Scott did and Marshmello's done on Fortnite.
Yep.
I thought Travis Scott was like last year. This was like a couple months ago. Marshmello was last summer. So COVID standard time.
Like nothing's been the same.
Yeah. The show is going to feature his most recent album, which is After Hours, which is an amazing album. And it's going to be an immersive XR experience. So that's 8 o'clock next Friday. That's going to be a really, really cool thing to see.
Amazing.
It's really interesting to see how artists are trying to be more creative.
And kind of continue, because I mean, the first part, you saw a lot of like Instagram lives, you saw a lot of Facebook lives, like Twitch, and now like TikTok's doing live. So it's like continuing to evolve.
Yes.
I love that.
It is. Really cool. There's a new toonie in circulation with Haida artist Bill Reid's work on it. So the Royal Canadian Mint is honoring the late Haida artist Bill Reid with a new toonie featuring his work, which features a grizzly bear. So he's a famous BC artist. You've definitely seen his work before. And they're going into general circulation this week, which means you can find them in your wallet soon enough. And you gotta love it when you start honoring some great Canadians, right?
This is just small step doing good things, you know?
It is. Of course, it's the long weekend, so there's gonna be some subway closures on DTC.
Yay, just in time, yeah.
This one affecting Line 2 due to track service work. So tomorrow and Sunday, there's gonna be no service between St. George and Woodbine, but then it will resume on Monday, but with a holiday schedule. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario's back-to-school plan was announced yesterday. And for starters, Premier Doug Ford confirmed that all public elementary students will be back in classrooms 5 days a week for five hours per day with lunch and breaks, etc. And that's starting on the 8th. Daycares will return to full capacity September 1st. Now, it's a little bit different with high school kids, but it sounds like they will see groups of 15 students alternate between online and in-person classes throughout the week to reduce contact. That plan's a little bit different, but face coverings will be mandatory for students in grades 4 through 12. That's kind of the big story there. Also, all staff will be provided special health and safety training as well as PPE, while additional staff will be hired province-wide, including 900 custodians to help ramp up sanitation measures and 500 new public health nurses to serve on the ground in academic settings.
Amazing.
There was obviously a lot of concern about like how safe it was going to be to send everybody back. It seems like they're taking a lot of precautions here.
Yeah.
So we'll hope for the best with that. The Weeknd is doing a concert on TikTok next weekend.
This is so cool. So I'm really, really excited about this.
Yeah. We can actually like go see a concert next weekend without even leaving our homes.
And with one of the biggest artists in the world.
Yeah. And it's actually really cool. He's doing it in avatar form. So it's not going to be like an actual real life version of him. It's going to be like an animated version.
Hot.
Much like how Marshmello, Marshmello and Travis Scott did one on Fortnite last summer and a few months ago. So he's going to basically just play his After Hours album, which is his last album, and it is really good. So that's going to be a really good time. That's next Friday, August 7th at 8 p.m.
Love it.
And for the holiday Monday, it looks like banks, mail delivery, government offices, libraries, and the LICBO are going to be closed. But most grocery stores will be open, and most importantly, over 200 beer stores will be operating on holiday
not
hours.
Not the most important, but
no,
okay.
Not
all
the
right.
most important.
Yeah, okay.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.